This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning. Welcome to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. On the show today, I'm going to be speaking with Sarah Voon, Regional Head of Growth and General Manager of the Parent Inc. Malaysia. Now, the Parent Inc., formerly known as Tickled Media, is a tech company that aims to help 100 million parents have healthy pregnancies and raise healthy families. They do this via the world's highest rated parenting app, the Asian Parent Community app, and other digital platforms using cutting-edge tech to develop content, community building, and commerce for the mom and child space. And Sarah is here to speak to us about their evolution, their innovative offerings, and the challenges in designing a holistic, safe space for parents and all their family needs. Sarah, welcome to Open for Business. Now, but before we jump into it, Sarah, there's one thing we need to clarify. There's Tickled Media, there's the Asian Parent, and there's the Parent Inc. So could you maybe give us a rundown on how these entities are all essentially the Parent Inc.?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So the Parent Inc., as it's now known, started off as Tickled Media, which was the name of our holding company. And the brand that we own is the Asian Parent. So that's how it's all connected. And now we're known as the Parent Inc.
The Parent Inc. Okay. And, you know, I want to come back to your rebrand in just a bit. But, you know, in a nutshell, just to get things started and get us warmed up, what would you say the Parent Inc. does, or is its mission? Talk to us about what you do.
Right. So the Parent Inc., essentially, you know, we're a parenting company. We want to help 100 million parents have healthy pregnancies and raise healthy families using technology. So, you know, we're in the tech space servicing parents. And, okay, you know, in order for us to do that, we need to ensure that parents are getting the right information at the right time, that they are part of a supportive and non-judgmental community, and they have access to good quality products and services at affordable prices, and they're also able to increase their family household income. I'll expand on that a little later. Because, you know, at the end of the day, better parents raise better children, who in turn make the world a better place.
Right. And you do most of this via the Asian Parent brand, via your app, your website, as well as your Facebook community.
That's right. That's right. We do have our own proprietary app and our website, as well as multiple communities across social media, as well as our app, as well as the website itself.
So when did the Asian Parent become a thing? You know, when did that community take off and start to build its name? Because I know that the app right now is the world's highest rated parenting app. So, you know, where did this begin? When did it begin? And, you know, talk to us about its genesis.
Right. So the Asian Parent actually started off as a website in 2009. And our founder, Roshni Matani, you know, she was working in New York at that time as a babysitter. And when she was looking for information on raising children, she realized that there was a lot of gaps in terms of how much information was available on Asian parenting. I'm sure you know that there's a vast difference between Asian parenting and Western parenting styles. And back then, there was a lot of information, right, on BabyCenter or any other parenting website, but it was so Westernized and it was catered towards the Western world. And there was nothing for the Asian world, the Asian parenting styles. There's not just in terms of parenting, right, but pregnancy confinement. Confinement is something that only Asians practice. That's not something that you'll find in the Western world at all. So there was all this content gaps. And she started with the website to educate parents or parents to be on Asian styles of parenting and pregnancy and post-pregnancy. So from there, obviously we grew our readership and eventually it became a community, right? Because moms, they like to talk to each other. They like to share tips. And that's when I think in 2016, we started this platform called Parent Town, where moms and dads could talk to each other about all the issues that they're facing, or, you know, in countries like Singapore, getting into primary schools is like a huge challenge for them. So that's where they go in and talk about how to get into the best primary schools, when the enrollment period starts, so on and so forth. And Parenthood was later on just absorbed into the overall Asian Parent brand when we kickstarted our app community in 2018. That's when we started developing the app, and we officially launched the app in 2019 across all the markets. So right now in the app, we have our forum section where the parents can talk to each other. But beyond that, the reason why we are the world's highest rating parenting app is because it's not just a forum. We also have the widest range of features to educate parents. We have the pregnancy and baby tracker. So parents will be able to track their pregnancy or baby milestones at every day, every week, every month of their journey. We are there with them. We also have recipes, and these recipes are Asian recipes. They also incorporate confinement recipes there. We also have a medical feature where parents can go in and reference what medicines are safe to feed to their children, whether it's safe to take during pregnancy, so on and so forth. There's actually so much information that you need to very suddenly learn when you become pregnant. You really don't know what you don't know. And then the second you're pregnant, you need to know all of these things. And then the baby comes and you need to know everything. There's just so much information that a parent needs to know in order to be a good parent, in order to be ready to have children. And all of that information is basically at your fingertips through the Asian Parent app. And besides that, you know, we don't forget that parents, before we become parents, we're men, we're women. Mm. We also love entertainment, shopping, all of that. So the app has a shopping feature. We also have a media section with entertainment. We have basically servicing parents, not just from an educational or utilitarian point of view, but also from an entertainment perspective. And the more users interact on our app, they collect points. They can use these points to actually redeem rewards. And we offer like discount vouchers from our partners. Sometimes they're outright free products that get shipped to these users' house. Our app is currently completely free to use. And all of these rewards that they get to redeem, they're also free, you know? So we're really bringing a lot of value to the parents' lives.
Right. Now, you know, you mentioned shopping a bit there and how you try to encompass every bit of life onto for parents onto your app. You've gone into various B2C and B2B verticals. Maybe you can talk to us through these verticals and your offerings.
All right. So let's start with the B2C, since we've already been talking a lot about that, right? With the B2C, of course, e-commerce is one of them. We have a new brand that we've developed called Mama's Choice. It's a direct-to-consumer brand well known for its safe and halal mom and baby products. Of course, through our app, like I mentioned, you know, we have a lot of rewards that we offer to the parents. That's something that they can use as well. That's something that they can interact with. On the B2B angle, obviously, part of our business model is advertising, right? So we have advertisers who work with us, and we don't just offer the usual display ads, advertorials, content marketing stuff. We also have branched into market research. So we have an in-house market research team. A lot of brands out there, they want to understand audience behavior, especially with moms, with parents. And we have this ready community of parents there to talk to find out their sentiments about a brand to find out what their usual behaviors are as parents. When are they often online? What are they doing online? How long do they spend online? What are their priorities? And earlier I mentioned, you know, parents, they're not just parents, right? They are also men and women first. So brands can find out how or if there has been a mindset change from when a time a person becomes a parent. Is there a different priority shift in terms of their spending? So all this kind of information we can get through our users via our app, because we run polls on our app, and that's a very quick way for us to get information from the parents. So I think a lot of brands benefit from having this direct access to our community to talk to them. And we do have a self-service platform that brands can just go in and input what they need from these polls for them to go live. Besides that, you know, we've talked about our usual ads. We have market research. We also have an influencer marketing platform called the VIP Parents. So this VIP community, we don't want to necessarily call them influencers, because we accept moms who have followings from 500 and above. And the reason for this is because, think about you and me, right? We may not have 10,000 followers on Instagram. We may not even have 1,000 followers on Instagram. We might have about 500. And these 500 are either friends or acquaintances, you know, basically people in our circle. And we see very high engagement with these users because these are real friends. So in terms of the influence that they actually leave on their friends, it's a lot more impactful. But you don't just, for say a 10,000 ringgit budget you have, you wouldn't be able to get 1,000 real moms if you spent it on one major influencer, right? One major influencer right now, you're looking at maybe 1 to 2% engagement rate. We don't know about conversion rate. It really depends on the influencer. But with 10,000 ringgit, it's not going to get you very far. It's not going to get you the likes of Siti Nuraliza or Vivi Yusuf or any of the big parent influencer names. But you might be able to get 1,000 real moms with us whose friends are around the same age, who have kids around the same age. They're looking for the same things. You're looking at a more direct impact. So with this VIP platform that we have, not only does it help the brands connect with these moms that they normally wouldn't be able to, it also helps the moms earn extra keep. The brands can use them for either reviewing new products or giving feedback. You know, again, it's also a little bit tied to the market research element that we spoke about earlier. So, you know, we give a very holistic view in terms of brand solutions. It's not just let's throw passive information at the users and let's get stuck in the awareness stage all the time.
All right, we're going to need to take a quick break for some messages. But when we come back, we discuss the Parent Inc.'s recent rebranding and why it's important in the industry, as well as the game plan for the Asian parent for continued growth over the next decade. All that and more happening on Open for Business. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Balanced Frank Medium. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
You are listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Online with me today, I have Sarah Voon, Regional Head of Growth and General Manager of the Parent Inc. Malaysia. Now, the Parent Inc. are the guys behind the world's highest rated parenting app. You may have heard of it, the Asian Parent App. And this app aims to help 100 million parents have healthy pregnancies and raise healthy families. Now, Sarah, coming back to it, I'm curious about the behind the scenes at The Parent Inc. You know, what's your staff strength like and how does the team stay current? You know, stay on the ball with issues that impact parents, you know, have their finger on the pulse with your everyday drama that, you know, mamas like me have to live. Because that's essential to the content you create, right?
All right. So we have a team of over 300 people across the globe. We have offices in Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Philippines, Indonesia, Vietnam, India. So we're really all over the place. And the team is made out of a mix of young parents, slightly older parents, and also single folk because they do bring a lot of different perspectives to the table. So in terms of how we stay relevant, I guess since many of us are parents, we go through a lot of these issues together. So internally, we're also like a community where we share, oh my God, you know what happened to my child today? Do we have an article about it? We need to write something about it, or we need to produce a video about it, or we need to put something out on social media, because if we don't know about it, chances are our audience doesn't know about it either. So that's something that we do. We stay very connected with each other. We're always online with each other, sharing all of these issues. So and every market has their own local team as well. So some problems are very, very localized to Malaysia, for example.
Mm.
Right. Earlier, I talked about how in Singapore, a lot of the parents, their main issues are how to enroll their children in primary schools. Over here, it's not as big a thing. We don't have to ballot or bid so much because we have quite a lot of options. So our issues here maybe might lean a little more into where can we take the kids out for a nice vacation, or which other state can we travel to right now to bring the kids for a nice getaway. So very, very different issues that we talk about. So the local teams, they'll sit down together, have this brainstorming session together, and yeah, just hash out all of these issues and see if we've ever covered it before. And if we've not, that's a content gap that we fill.
So what would you say has been the biggest challenge in running this business?
Wow. I would definitely say that because we're an independent player, we're not linked to any large media companies. It's been hard to get our name out there.
Mm.
The Asian Parent is relatively new compared to some of the other players. And hence, you know, trying to get our name out to the brands and convincing them to work with us has been really challenging, because who are we? Who are we to go out there and say that we are the biggest parenting platform in Asia when the numbers actually do show it in terms of our users, in terms of our readership? But that's still, you know, that's a B2B thing that's missing, the bridge there, where brands may not have necessarily heard of us all the time. Users know us, you know, the layman, their customers, they know us. But the brands themselves, the brand managers, not all of them are parents, not all of them would have heard of our app. So that's something that we have found challenging to overcome. Yeah.
Is there anything that you feel you could be doing better?
Well, you know, when we launched the app, it was almost towards the end of 2019. Mm. And we had big plans for 2020, on ground stuff, working with the baby expos, getting our name out there on ground, because I think having physical presence is super important. When you start off as just digital from day one, you don't get to see your logo plastered all around town. It's hard for users to have that brand recall.
Mm.
So it's always, you know, trying to find them online. And we had plans in 2020 to be on ground at all of the major baby expos, and then pandemic hit. So we had to continue fighting the good fight online. But I guess one thing that came out of pandemic is that everyone has to be online.
Yeah.
It's not even an option. So being an online presence at that time was also quite beneficial to us. We managed to grow the business quite substantially in the past 2 years, despite not being able to carry out all of the branding on ground exercises that we had planned and set out to do.
Mm. It's a nice silver lining if you think about it.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, you know, I want to come back to your rebranding. When and why did you decide to do this? No longer Tickled Media, but The Parent Inc.
So when you hear the name Tickled Media, firstly, it sounds a little like unrelated to parenting. And the word media in the name also very strongly suggested that we're just a media company. But we've moved on from media. And like I said, we are a tech company now. And we wanted a name that really embodied the spirit of what we're doing. So The Parent Inc. is a very good fit.
So you say you kind of outgrew the media shell, right? You know, how does The Parent Inc. encapsulate all that you plan to do beyond the Asian parent, beyond mom and child? How do you go beyond that media shell?
Yeah, so The Parent Inc., I mean, it keeps it very open. We could be anything. We can be, like I said, we've got our direct-to-consumer. We've got our media business, which is still ongoing. We've got community building. You know, we can expand into anything beyond just media. So we wanted to kind of step out of that and just move forward with our app, with this cutting-edge technology that we have. Yeah, basically keep going towards our goal, towards 100 million parents to have happy and healthy families. So one of the campaigns that we've run most recently is with a pharma company, and it's encouraging parents to take up optional vaccines for their children. So, you know, we have our national immunization program with all of the compulsory vaccines that the government gives us for free. But we also have additional vaccines like the influenza, rotavirus, chickenpox, and for certain kids who didn't meet the government timeline, pneumococcal wasn't introduced into our NIP until very recently. So we ran a campaign with a pharma company that brought a lot of awareness to these optional vaccines. So I think, you know, we have so many things on our minds as parents. And I don't know about you, but all of our vaccine stuff is on paper, right? It's in a book or
a card.
Maybe it's even a small little, appointment card that is so easily lost. So what we really need is something, again, at our fingertips. And why download 10 different apps when you can have it all in one? So that's something that we are looking to introduce in the future. But what we currently have is a checklist. So you can always go back and reference whether you've already done that vaccine for your child in our checklist. So that's where we've also included all of these optional vaccines so that parents are aware, ooh, at this age, my child should get this optional vaccine. That's something that I should talk to my doctor about. And then if they've gotten it, they can select the checklist and it's done. They've done it, right? So now we're also tracking whether the number of parents who did not get the vaccine before, but after this campaign, they checked yes on the checklist. So I think there are so many features on the app that can be utilized. And one of the things that we do very often on this app is push notifications. I know it can get annoying at times, but because we give daily reminders to parents on the kind of milestones that they should be hitting for their child at that age, or even activities that they can do with their child. So it's quite educational. So a lot of people are still quite happy to leave their push notifications on. For this immunization campaign, we also pushed out push notifications to our users on the optional vaccines, but only at the right stage and the right time. So we're not annoying every single user that we have under the sun with a push notification because it's not relevant to them. We only want to deliver them relevant content. So, you know, the client's very happy with this kind of very hyper-targeted content being delivered to the right users at the right time. And I don't think any other competitor or any other player in the market is currently doing this.
So we know that you start as early as you realize you are expecting, or maybe even when you are trying to start a family. But when does the content taper off? Is 21 the cutoff, or does it just continue for elderly parents as well?
Well, content-wise, we even go so far as giving tips to grandparents on how to take care of their grandchildren.
Or how not to meddle with their grandchildren.
Or how not to meddle, yeah. We do have content on teenagers, but that's, I think we cut it off as soon as they leave the nest to go off to college, you know. We don't have it in such detail the way we do for the first 6 years of the child's life, because there's so many crucial milestones during that time. So we go so far as to give them that daily tips, daily educational reads that they need. But from primary school onwards, it's more bulk content that they can consume, more timely, evergreen articles that they can read during that time. Right. Yeah. But we're constantly updating the content for all age groups, from trying to conceive all the way up to teenage years.
Right. So before I let you go, Sarah, what's the game plan for the next few years? You know, will there be new offerings to look forward to, or new markets to take the app to?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely have plans to expand into the Middle East. And right now, the game plan is to improve upon our app. So we do have the widest range of features already, but there's always things to improve to make better. So we constantly talk to the parents to find out what else can we give to them that's relevant to their needs at the time. No one knew that COVID was going to hit, right? But as soon as it did, we ensured to build a special icon on our app where parents could read the latest updates on COVID-19 news. And we would filter out all of the scary stuff and just focus on what they needed to know as parents, breastfeeding moms, for their babies, for their children. So we're always kind of on our toes here to see what our users need, what our parents need, and then we build upon that.
Right. And for listeners tuning in right now who would like to check out the Asian Parent or download the app, maybe you can give us some details so that they can do just that.
Yep, absolutely. So you can head on to the Google Play Store or Apple App Store and search for the Asian Parent, and you'll be able to find our app there.
And if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, that's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. I've been speaking with Sarah Voon, Regional Head of Growth and General Manager of the Parent Inc. Malaysia. My name is Audrey Raj, and this has been Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.